Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. Here to bring you some true park ranger encounter stories around the campfire. A shout out to my channel members and my patrons. If you're new to the channel, subscribe and smash that thumbs up. Now, let's get spooky. Hi there. I'm Samantha, Sam, and I was a park ranger for 6 years. I won't specify where, as I don't want to get in trouble. One of the people I worked with told me to read other park ranger stories on here, so I thought I would just give it a shot, and shit, is it good to see someone else being honest. And inspired me to share some of my own stories. People need to know what happens in the woods. I quit my job a couple of years ago. I couldn't deal with having to bottle up all the things I've seen. Nobody wants to talk about them, but I feel that I'm drowning in the memory of it all. So I'm going to share them. I don't know if I'm able to share it all. It might be too hard, but I'll give it a go. I hope this raises some awareness of the true danger of the woods. It makes people consider their safety. I don't want people to think I'm copying someone or making these things up. I'm just sharing my stories and experiences. Let's get into it. This was my first ever weird experience as a junior ranger. To this day, I still don't know what I saw, but I know it wasn't friendly. I had just received a call about screams coming from deeper in the forest off one of the more popular trails. This really wasn't unusual. If you've ever heard mountain lions, then you know it sounds like a woman screaming. So just as I was about to set off, my chief at the time asked to come along. I found this a little bit odd, as the job seemed a bit too insignificant for his rank. But I brushed it off as I was new and thought maybe he wanted to check out my progress. We set off making small talk, and I was obviously trying to suck up a little. We were joking around, and he made a quick remark and said something about making sure that I take every little job seriously, because you never know what you'll find. And that is some of the most valuable advice I've gotten from someone on this job, because I learned my lesson from not listening to it. But that's a different story. We get to the area where the call was, and began north on the trail where the noise had been heard. We hear the screams, and it sounds like a mountain lion, but something sounds really off about it. But we keep walking towards it. We were about 10 minutes into walking towards the sound when all of a sudden, it's like the sound had been sucked out from the woods. It was dead silent. I didn't even hear my breathing. I thought maybe I'd gone deaf. But I looked at my chief, and he had the same nervous expression on his face as I did. But by the way he was reacting, it felt as if he had dealt with something similar before, which I know now to be true. Just as quick as the silence came, I started to hear this low buzzing, but it wasn't just buzzing. I could feel the vibration of it in my whole body so much so that my ears and jaws started to hurt. I could only describe it as when you're at the dentist getting your teeth drilled, but it felt even worse. Even my vision started to vibrate, and as that happened, I swear, I saw this black figure about 7 feet tall step out from a few trees in front of me, and started with that same scream as it bent down and began to crawl towards us. As anyone would, I freaked the hell out and stepped back and started running. My chief grabs my arm very hard just as I start the sprint, almost knocking me over. He puts his other arm around me and holds my arms very tight as he begins to walk me out of the forest. Just as I am about to put up a fight and tell him to frickin' run, he says something in a very calm voice. Don't run. Don't talk. Don't look back. Just keep walking. And I did exactly what he said. He knew something I didn't, and as much as I wanted to run, I didn't want to test the theory of death. That 10-minute walk was excruciating because I knew it was crawling behind us by the buzzing in the back of my head and the sound of its light wailing. I wanted to run so bad. Eventually, I think it ran off because all the noises in the forest came back and the buzzing stopped. We get back onto the trail and I'm shaking. I was in so much shock I couldn't even cry. He lets go of me and begins walking back to the main base without acknowledging what had happened. I started going crazy, screaming at him, asking him what the hell that was. And he says, and yes, I remember word for word what he said. There are things in these woods that have been here longer than us that we can't explain nor get rid of. If you don't think you could handle that, you should pack your bags now. He kept walking and I walked a bit behind, trying to shake that horrible feeling and tried to find a reasonable answer for what had just happened. I clearly stayed in the job. When it was good, it was really good. I met some amazing people, and I loved nature, but in the end, the bad experiences outweighed the good, and I had to leave. I wish I had left when he had told me to pack my bags, in all honesty. I know this experience doesn't sound all that scary, but trust me, there was worse ones. Living through it is definitely much scarier than reading or hearing about it in words. Clearly, this first encounter wasn't enough to scare me off, but the ones to come led to my departure of this job. Some experiences are scarier, but some are more explainable. I'm still debating whether to share the rest of my stories. Maybe I'll see how I feel about it after posting this. I'd love to hear other people's experiences with the woods. Sam. So I really didn't expect my first post to get this much traction. There's so many posts about being a park ranger, I thought it would be put on the bottom of the pile. But it surprisingly didn't. And I've had many messages asking me to talk about it more. If you're new here, hi, I'm Samantha, Sam, and I used to be a national park ranger. This is part two. I didn't think I was going to post another story, but it felt really good getting that out. And the support has been super nice. I appreciate it very much. I didn't realize people could be so encouraging, so thank you. A lot of people seem to be interested in these stairs found in the woods. Let me just start off by saying that I have seen a set of stairs in the woods once. And personally, it wasn't all too scary, just a bit creepy. I know a couple of my friends back in the force, a force to be reckoned with, had some stories about stairs, ones that they have mentioned in minor detail. But I want to share my experience first, and when and if I decide to contact them and get their permission, maybe I'll post about it. I do, however, have a story about a ladder that I wish I could forget, as just thinking about it gives me the creeps. My experience with the stairs is pretty tame, so I'll add another incident after it. We were doing a search for a young girl who had wandered off. We found her, she's fine. The team was stretched out pretty far, so I was walking by myself, but was in shouting distance of people. As I was walking, I found a set of stairs. These stairs sort of looked like they belonged here, but they also didn't. They seemed overgrown and like they would have been steps up to someone's house. But then I realized that there is no way someone could have put these here, and that I had came across a set of stairs that my other coworkers had touched upon. I thought that I'd feel more terrified if I ever came across a pair, but I really didn't. I had this urge to walk up to them, though like something was pulling my body towards them. Maybe it was the excitement of coming across the phenomenon, or some dark crap at work, I don't know. Someone near me called that they had found something, and I was snapped back to reality. I'm really glad someone called out. I'm not sure, I probably would have walked up them otherwise. We found the girl and all was well, but on the walk back, I told one of my partners that I had seen some stairs. She looked at me concerned and kind of aggressively interrogated me to know if I had touched or walked on them. I said no, and that was that. So yeah, pretty tame. Nothing too intense, wish I had more to say about them, but I'm not going to lie or over-exaggerate anything on here. This next occurrence isn't about stairs, but it is about a ladder, and I'd say they're pretty similar. This was somewhere into my first year as a National Park Ranger, and around the start of summer, poison ivy tends to get pretty crazy, so we have to do our weekly checks on the trails and the brush surrounding them. My partner and I get sent off to check on some less popular trails. We get to this part on the smaller trail, where it forks off for a couple minutes, and then joins back at the end. Being the idiots we were, we split up to meet back to where it connects again. Keep in mind, we could still make each other out from the brush that sits in the middle of the path. No biggie, right? My partner takes the left, and I take the right of the trail, as I'm walking along the path, keeping a cautious eye on the surrounding brush, looking for some ivy. I notice something in the corner of my eye. I look to my right to see this large clearing in the middle of the trees. It looked to be a man-made circle. It was so perfectly round as if someone had been maintaining it. There wasn't a tree, not a bush, not even a weed. I was so focused on the ground and lack of flora, I almost didn't notice the giant, unmiserable ladder. I clearly didn't have great observational skills, standing exactly in the middle of the circle. I seriously cannot explain this, but the ladder was standing upright, leaning against nothing. It was like some unknown force was holding it up. I looked all the way up and saw on top stood a man, in a business suit. I know this sounds almost funny, but this guy looked like he had just walked straight out of a corporate building. Upon further inspection, I could see that his head was hanging up, facing towards the sky. His mouth appeared to be gapped open, but I couldn't get a good look. I called up to him a few times, but no response. I walked around the ladder trying to find some strings attached to it, in hopes that this was some prank or a weird art project, but I couldn't. This guy looked like he was on display for some art exhibition. I didn't know what to do, and I couldn't see my partner through the bushes, so I radioed him to come to my location, but in the meantime, I stupidly decided to touch the ladder. I know you're probably going to be mad that I went to go touch the ladder. I am too. Don't touch weird shit you find in the woods, but I was still new and naive. I get this weird feeling just as I'm about to touch the ladder, but I brush it off as just being spooked, and I touched it. The man at the top snaps his neck in a disturbingly contorted way to look towards me, and gives out this ungodly gasp, like he was taking his last breath of air. His expression is still gapped, but I never seen something quite like this. It was like his eyelids and lips had been pulled back to make him seem more surprised. I stepped back, of course, and grabbed my taser from my side. I heard rustling behind me, and I turned to stick my taser into whoever was coming for me. But it was just my partner emerging from the brush, who put his hands up quickly in hopes not to be tased. I look back to the circle, and the ladder is now flat on the ground, and the man is gone. My partner asked what the hell was going on, and I explained what happened, and begged him not to think I was crazy. Of course, he didn't think that. He knew just as well as I did that this stuff was basically normal and happened all the time. We knew that we wouldn't find this guy, but it's still protocol to look anyways, which I didn't enjoy one bit. I was praying we wouldn't find him. Never saw anything like this again, and neither has anyone I've ever talked to. I mean, this guy was balancing on the very top of a ladder that wasn't even leaning against anything. Who knows? Maybe I met Houdini or something. When you see things like this, you just have to make some sort of joke about it, or you won't be able to move past it. I'm really glad people are enjoying what I have to say. Again, I don't know when I'll write more. Don't expect too much from me. This is kind of tiring, but also pretty cathartic. I'm thinking of also sharing some of the less spooky stories, and one that are just humans being mental. Let me know what you guys think. Sam.